Everything is getting new. Remember that Dadmula Sadra said the essence of the universe is motion. The essence of motion is God. Everything changes. And you have to change. Do you like the change? No. Who is that part of you who doesn't like the change and wants to keep it the way it is? The conservative part of you. Which one is that one? That's the intelligence and ego. Ego wants to keep it as it is, and it's very conservative. Because the changes will bring non-existence of me. That we approach with changes. And changes are dangerous. And I have to learn it. So it better be the same. You say, It's about the change. Everything will change. And look at the trees. We talk, especially with their green tongue. You remember that green stuff?
His,
that green prophet we have, because growth is what is the master plan of this universe. Everything is made to change, to improve. Improvement is not accidental here. The purpose of this existence is improvement. That's why he changes. That's why he's playing with the rosary. That's why every single moment is different. Why aren't you? Why don't you? This is what he's talking about. Yes.
If during the winter he imprisoned them, God made those crows peacocks. Although he put them to death in winter, he revived them by means of spring and gave these.
I hope you remember this. I don't know if you pay attention to this book or not, or how much you pay attention, but pay attention to this season that he's talking about. Because later he will give you a very precise explanation about his terms he's using. Now he's saying, look at the changes. Changes are like this, that God, like Muhammad did, will put something in the earth in the hope of that growth. So, in the winter time, yes, everything is in the prison. But that's the basis for the spring. In the spring, they come out. If there is no winter, there is no spring. So, you lose something to gain something else. You transform, you lose the form that you have to obtain the better form. This is how the changes become. Yes.
The skeptics say, this surely is eternal. Why should we fix it on a beneficent Lord?
No. This winter and the springtime is something natural. Why do you relate it to God and creation? What a nonsense, right? Because this is natural and it has been here for millennia. This is what Qadim is. But remember that the word old, Adim, which has some other meanings in Arabic language. Here he talks about Qadim. Adim means old, ancient, okay? But ancient is not the only meaning carried here. First of all, whatever has been at the beginning, we'll say Qadim. When we look at all the stories that we talk about at the time of Adam and Eve and creation, we call them Qadim. Whatever in the idea, you remember we're idealists, and that idea was with him. Whatever in that idea you dig is old and ancient. But more than ancient, it will refer even to priority. Priority like this, in the highway, when you pass a car, in Arabic language, that's taqaddum, means you will be in front of that. You will have the priority. And qadam by itself means walking, step. One step. This is one qadam. Okay? Qadim means the step which has been taken already. That's how we become old and ancient. And taqaddum means priority. All that. The argument is, the skeptics will say, all this is a physical stuff. Why do you relate it to those old stories you were talking about? Why do you give it a priority in the meaning? And why are you using these terms? Let's hear the answer of Rumi.
God, in despite of them, caused gardens and plots of sweet flowers to grow in the hearts of his friends.
Mm-hmm. How do you say, do you have another words in English for despite of them? Because despite of them is very polite. If you don't want to be polite, then what would you say in English?
Despite.
Means to annoy, yeah. To anger somebody.
Despite them.
But in Persian, Rumi is using another word. You, the Persian, explain what kuriye cheshm means. Kuriye cheshm means blindness. Kur is blind, okay? And we will say that the jealous fellow will go blind. Or go blind, it will happen. Doesn't matter. Kuriye cheshm insan means let them be blind, it will grow in us. Okay? You got it? That was the Persian translation. It's relevant here. But we are talking about vision here. And we say, those people are blind. They don't see the growth. That's why they are in trouble. Because this growth is here, and it's the essence of the universe. How? See, look at Shams. A normal human being. And he could see the garden of heaven grown in his heart. Let them be blind. Let the skeptics be blinded to this part of the truth, that the human spirit is holy. God will make some special garden grow to let them be blind. Yes.
Every rose that is sweet-scented within, that rose is telling of the secrets of the rose.
Oh, here is a problem of translation and stuff like that. He will say, every rose that sweet scented within, the rose is telling the secret of the rose. In Persian, when you change that rose a little bit, then it is totality. And total.
So
you see, every single rose is talking about the totality of the garden. That's the real.
In the old book, he called it the universal.
The universal, that's it. Cool.
Yeah.
It's more than universal. It's
it's cool as in akikul, kuliyak, the universal intelligence.
Yeah, kuliyak.
Kuliyak.
It's cool opposite the juzv. You remember
with Josvi.
It's Josvi. Right. It's little intelligence. He said that whole thing, each rose will give you the smell of the garden, universal garden. That's how it goes. Yes?
It's
flower,
not a rose.
I don't know. It's not rose. Yes, it's flower, and we say each flower talks about the spirit of God.